Meow.
Oh boy. Now you're just making
we
cat
should do
sounds.
The whole podcast animal talk. Caca. Meow.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, The Big Party Show with me, Big Party, and the lovely Molly. If you want to reach out, you can reach out. It's at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can call us at 402-915-0962. We left some stuff in the burner.
Yes.
On Monday's podcast. That being dumb question. Did you work on that by chance?
I mean, I've been ruminating about it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's a hard thing to do. The question was if you're dating if your dating app bio was written by your worst ex, what would it say? I wonder how many of our exes would be listening, wondering and waiting with bated breath to find out what they would actually say.
They're like, I wonder if she's going to be honest about it or if she's going to be clever.
In
Why can't
opinion,
I be both?
Why can't you be both? All right, we'll get to that in a minute, though. But we did have an email from in our Gmail, the BPS Crasher. By the way, you guys should be sending us messages and videos and pictures and just be 100% present for us. And also on our Facebook pages as well. I create a channel for, it's like our safe spot, our trust tree for the party crashers. This is what it is. If you're a party crasher, make sure you find that channel on the Facebook page if you could. But we did get a message regarding goats from, it looks like her name is Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she was just at a goat farm in Colorado. Now, why would you go all the way to Colorado to do a goat farm? But I do not need to ask. She was there last week. Anyway, she said with their eyes, because their eyes are slit across, the weirdest look, like alien type stuff, right?
So gross.
They said that they have their eyes like that so they can see behind them. Come on.
How I mean, I believe it. I mean, that? But everybody in nature, like obviously somebody has studied how their eyes work. I mean, at this point in the world.
Well, it's not like
it doesn't make them less creepy. I mean, I don't care. Well, I mean, it, logical reason or not, they're still the creepiest eyes available.
Yeah, but also at the same time, I don't want to say that's the right answer because of the fact how would anyone know? Because an animal has the, you know, the ability to know if something's behind them for the most part. But it's not like they have heads or ears behind or eyes behind their head. Maybe they can see better sideways.
Off to the sides. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Not that Debbie's wrong. Maybe they were just making that up, Debbie. I don't know.
Can you imagine? They just go back to their like little employee hut. They're like, I just told a whopper today. Yeah. Somebody was asking about goat eyes. I was like, it's so they can see predators behind them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there you go. I guess that's it. They do have the creepiest eyes. My Wylene, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law on Wylene's side, they live out in Iowa and they have a bunch of goats and turkeys and ducks and all kinds of stuff
that's
out there.
Cute.
Yeah, so when we're out there, those goats, they have little ones that are fun. They just kind of jump around, but then they have the bigger ones. Have you ever seen the bigger ones?
Bigger goats?
They're bigger goats. They're bigger. They're just bigger in general.
I mean, probably like on nature shows, I don't really spend a whole lot of time around goats. I know it sounds weird. I live in Chicago. You would just think like this woman must be around goats every day. But surprisingly, there's a goat shortage in Chicago.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe if I went to the burbs, you can I'd find them. More goats.
You can rent them here. I mean, you can rent them.
I want to do that goat yoga really bad. The one where they get the little guys and they like get on your back while you're doing all sorts of yoga stuff. I think that would be cute.
Yeah.
Like the baby ones. I mean, baby anything. I mean, seriously.
Anything. You're right.
They're cute.
That'd be a challenge to find an ugly baby. I think if anything, out of all the species in the world, the ugliest thing in baby form would be human.
Wow. Hot take.
You got to admit, there's been some babies out there that you're like, oh, my God. But then you have to hold it back and go, oh, so adorable and so
I don't think I've ever See, I don't think I've ever come face to face with an ugly baby.
Okay.
Like where I've had to like put on, hey, baby's awesome. I don't think I've ever had to fake it.
I don't have enough people in my life that have babies. All the babies that are close to me have been, you know, adorable little things from the start.
I think the only baby that like freaked me out was my own.
Okay. And that's it. You're talking about Declan, right?
No, I'm talking about when Mara was born.
Oh, what?
She came so quickly that like she had this ridge.
Okay. In the middle of her.
Like she seriously, she looked like a Klingon. Okay, like had that kind of, and I was like, oh my God, like we need to invest in so many hats. Like this kid can never not. Like I was like, can she wear hats her whole life? I don't know. And the doctor just saw the panic on my face and they're like, no, this happens when babies come really quickly. They're like all mushed up, but she'll
the bones
flatten
are
out.
Super soft enough to do that. Okay. I guess so that it's would like, make sense.
So she just came through really quickly and it didn't have time to, readjust. And so she just, seriously, I was like, oh my God, I have an alien baby.
Was she purple? Like,
no.
Oh, no, just regular red, just red and bloody?
She was a little jaundice.
Okay.
We would laugh about the fact that we had to give her sun treatments.
Okay.
They told us that to put her... It's seriously something out of like Victorian era. Like you think like leeches and things like that. They said, put her in a hat and not because of her head, but just because a hat, socks and a diaper and put her close to the window because she needed more sunlight. She needed more vitamin D. Like she was
right next to the.
Yeah. So you'd have to like roll her up to the window. Time for your sun treatments.
You know, cats. I want to get through real quick. Did you see the latest trend that's happening right now with cats? Do you ever have your cat go out? And Gracie probably can attest to this. The cat goes onto the pavement, the cement, and rolls around on the cement.
Yeah.
So what people are doing now are going to like hardware stores and buying slabs of cement for a couple bucks and putting them in their house.
What?
Isn't that,
you have one, Grace? Right now.
Gracie has a cement. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know you
had one.
What
is it that they like about it?
We can't hear her, but I just like the cold. I don't know. Grace, can you talk and tell us what?
They like the rough. Yeah. I mean, I would say like, I watch Murray do it. We let him out in the back garden and I see him roll around, but I always thought it was because it was warm.
Yeah,
like I just figured it was like a sizzle pad, you know what I mean? Like a sizzle rock form. And then it was a little rough. So then you could like get your good scratches in.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Gracie has it. Cause that's what I saw. I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, people are just, you know,
how did
a couple bucks
this?
And you buy a cement. I guess it would be like a cement block.
Like a paver. Yeah. Like you buy a paver.
Like a paver. Yeah.
Oh my God. Peter would lose his mind if I came home from Home Depot and I was like, guess what I got for Murray? He'd be like, this is the limit. This is when I say no more.
Get out.
Get no more. Out. You and your devil creature. Leave.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's as far as cat talk we're going to go to today. But yeah, I was just curious if you were onto that trend I'm surprised that Gracie isn't because, you know, sure, cat's an outdoor cat too.
I need to bring it up to Peter like it's a legitimate request.
Say, hey,
see, I love just screwing with them sometimes.
Yeah.
Say, like if I'm just like, you know what?
Home, stop and pick up a couple of cement pavers, one by ones is what we need. And then see what he says.
Like ask him to do that?
Yeah.
Well, he'll be like, what do we need cement pavers for? And I'm like, well, obviously the cat.
Ask me
what are you,
cat.
Dumb? Litter box, food, cement pavers. Come on. What are you, new to cat ownership? God, talk about just really dropping the ball.
Hey, we got new merch. We got to ask me about my cat. We also got Employee of the Month, so you don't have to wait for that award to come, you know, through the cycle.
Nominate and crown yourself.
You can crown yourself.
If Big Party can do it, anyone can.
Anyone can do it. Has Peter been wearing his shirt?
Yes.
Merch? He has
been
wearing
it. He loves free t-shirts.
I hope he wears it today.
I think there's a part of him that used to be in radio broadcasting. He's like, free shirt? Sure. I mean, honestly... So yes, he's been wearing
proud.
It.
Gracie wears hers.
He wore it to the country club.
you know, so good.
He wore it to Field Club.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I kid you not, like, we went to Field Club, and I'm like, you're going to wear your Employee of the Month t-shirt to the country club? He's like, yeah, I am.
I'm telling you, Molly, it is such a feeling to be able to wear.
I would never know. And I have a feeling I will never know.
Hey, you don't know with an
attitude. I don't know the like future. That, you're right.
With an attitude like that, that needs to change. We can't okay. have Employee of the Month with attitudes like that, like you're portraying on
Give
us.
Give me a reason to live. Give me a reason to try.
Employee of the Month. That's a reason to live.
Oh.
Oh, my God. All right. Someone hit the bio. All right. I got it right here.
Oh, okay. I want to hear what yours is.
We're going to answer the question. No dumb questions. We'll take them at bpscrasher@gmail.com. If your dating app bio was written by your worst ex, what would it say? All right. According to my ex, it would say, I'm a walking red flag with excellent taste, great playlists, and a weird ability to make their new partners feel insecure. Wow. Wow. They would then add that I'm like a limited edition snack, delicious, bad for them, and they still crave me when they're sad and scrolling late at night. 10 out of 10 would date again against their therapist's advice.
There I can't go. Believe ChatGPT came up with that for you. Because if that was not written by you, that was written that by was a machine.
No, that was written by me, big party. That is what she would say. See, handwriting right there.
Yeah, from the screen. And that's printed out. Doesn't count if the computer wrote it.
Well, what's yours? Do you have one? Did you do one or no? Or you want to wait until Friday?
Let's wait until Friday. Let's spread it out.
Okay. Spread it out.
A little Friday.
If you guys want to share with us, you can get a hold of us too.
A little Friday fun.
Well, you don't think I wrote that? Come on.
I know you didn't.
Come on. What do you mean you know? See?
We have worked together for entirely too long. And I know your tricks. I know. And the thing is that you've trained ChatGPT.
It knows me.
Yes.
It is like my friend. It is the weirdest thing. It's like my friend. It is true that that AI stuff, it gradually learns from you. Mm-hmm. And it knows my attitude. It knows my, it knows everything about me, Molly, and how I want things. It's kind of bizarre and cool at the same time. Cause now it's less work. You know what I mean? I don't have to type extra stuff. I can just say, hey, write this for me.
Do it.
Yes, daddy. I should
computer
see
slave. Daddy.
Yeah. I mean,
do you say please to it?
I have not yet. I don't want to get that personal with it. Do you? Do you say please when you do it?
Or? Oh, I'm terrified. I absolutely.
I am
say
too.
Please. No, I absolutely say please. So, like when the machines rise up, they'll remember that I was polite.
Okay.
That is.
So
the
you
secret.
Do say please. You
I do say please.
Oh, you do.
I say yeah. Like I'll type in. Huh. You know. When I did the Barbie box thing for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, da 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 da. Please.
Okay.
And
I have not done that. Okay.
It's just one more word.
It is one more word.
It could be the difference between you living and you being crushed by the machines when they're
rising. I agree. I agree with you. All right. So I'll add that. I'll humanize it a little bit more instead of it making me, you know, being my assistant. I'll test that.
You would say please to your assistant. I mean, if you were like laying on thing after thing after thing, you'd be like, you know what? Thank you, Lisa.
But this is not a human.
Mm.
It's not human. It's a thing.
Is it?
No, it's not. Come on, Molly. Now you're drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit. When you start treating it like that, you know what? I just saw some numbers out there about the youth out there.
They're about the youths.
The youth. Dang youths.
The youth out there, they're up to something.
71% of young people have a relationship with their AI.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at right now. So whether it's a friend being there, I mean, I'm not saying they're having relations with them.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want everybody else to understand that too. So they're not worried about their kid, but I'm not saying they're not either. I guess you could. I don't know. I haven't gone down that road. First I got to start with please.
Start with please and then slowly work it in.
slowly work it in.
Talk dirty to me, please.
Yeah. I don't even know if it would do that.
Say something nasty, please.
I don't think it's built like that. I don't pay for it. So I reach a window where I can't get the good stuff for like 24 hours. Is that the same with you then? I don't want to pay for it.
I don't use it very often. Okay. The only time I've hit my limit is when I did the Barbie box thing for you.
Yeah.
And then there was something else.
I did merch gear on animals. And that was fascinating, Molly. That's when I put that Party Crasher shirt on a unicorn with wings blowing fire with a giant volcano erupting behind it. It was so crazy that I'm like, okay, this is getting more fun. I think that's kind of how you reach the max if you're not paying for it. I just can't see myself paying for it yet.
No, there's so many easy ways to get it for free, and there's nothing that I need more from it. You know what I mean? Like once I haven't been so deeply entrenched where I'm like, oh my God, I hit my limit. I got to keep going. Like, I'm like, all right. I mean, like I said, I've hit my limit twice in all the times I've used it. And when that happened, when they were like, gotta wait, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, and then I just go to Google. I mean, at that point,
you could still use it. I don't know how that works because you can still use it. You just can't use it on crack, the crack version.
Right? You have to pay for it. I mean, like I have OpenAI. Let me double check.
OpenAI? What is OpenAI? Because I do ChatGPT. OpenAI is another one.
Oh, no. ChatGPT. That's the one I do. ChatGPT.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And I mean, well, this is the other thing is that I've got a Microsoft subscription, right? For 365. So that includes AI.
Oh, it does.
Copilot up at the front.
Copilot. Okay. Yeah, I've never paid attention to
that. Copilot is the name of their AI.
And do you use that?
You can. I mean, it prompts you all the time. They're like, are you sure you don't want Copilot to take over this for you? I'm like, no, I want to write my crappy email all by myself.
Absolutely.
I don't need your help. I can write a bad email without technology.
That's too much. I didn't know that's what I guess I didn't realize that's what Copilot was because you're right. It asked me all the time too.
All the time. And they're prompting you like evasive, you seriously will get into like, hi, Grace. And it immediately is like, why don't we take it from here? And you're like, I haven't even done anything stupid yet. Like I would get it if I pound out a couple sentences and you were like, this is just terrible. Like, let us take the wheel. But I mean, honestly, you get to the greeting and it's already pushing you when you go to write an email on Outlook constantly. And it does it too in Word because, you know, I write. And so that's another one where it's like I was writing a short story the other day and it came up and it's like, are you sure you don't want us to do this? I was like, I'm being creative.
Have you ever just like tested it though and just been like, all right, what do you got? Have you like tested it?
I haven't thought about doing that.
Okay. I can see that taking away your creativity a little bit, but I'm just having fun with it. I'm not using it on a level of creativity. I guess I'm making pictures, but I'm just for a joke. But
but you're not doing something where you're like, this is my passion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're not letting it broadcast for you. Like this is your passion. And so if it was like, hold on a second, let me take the mic, you'd be like, whoa. And that's how I felt when I was sitting down to write something and it popped up and it's like, can we help you out here? I'm like, no, you can't. I guess, to struggle on my own. I can write terrible, crappy prose without your help. Thank you.
Now, question, what was your short story all about? What is that? Is that a class you're taking or just, you're just,
no, I'm working on a project with a friend, where we are writing like different parts of our lives. So it's like, there's this genre of writing called, creative nonfiction. And the idea is that it is nonfiction. It's about your life, but obviously you're remembering it through your lens.
Okay.
So, you know, that is its own creative. And so I'm playing a little bit with that right now, just kind of remembering things and writing them down and we'll see what all comes together. But I journal, you know, that's the one thing that I have handed over to technology.
What do you mean? So you speak into it, right?
I do. But here's the thing is that there is this app on your iPhone and it's Journal. It's the Journal app.
I've never opened it.
And it's awesome. It's so cool. You can save music. You can save photos. You can save videos. You can save links to articles that, you know, whatever, anything.
See, I use the notes is what I use. The notepad. I use that for everything.
But this is like a collage of your life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're using this to like remember things and do whatever, but this is like keeping a diary. And so like if I go on walks and things like that, I'll take pictures and it'll upload into there. Like, so it's like I can see like Thursday I took this walk and I saw this crazy bird and there it was.
Remember.
Oh, I want to remember that crazy bird. And Copilot's like, I got this. You're like, this is stupid. You shouldn't be writing about this.
So if, not that anyone would do that. So it's basically your private stuff.
You can't get into it without the password.
Or your face, right? You can do a facial recognition.
No, mine's a password.
It's a password. Okay. Mm-hmm. I always see those stupid things in movies where someone gets knocked out and then they grab
and then they're like, hold up their phone.
Yeah. So I couldn't get into it and read the wonderful things that you wrote about just life in general.
The world we live in life in general. Maybe that'll all be in, you know, the creative stories I write.
I've looked into one person's diary once. That felt like such a trash panda.
You should.
And it wasn't because I was searching. It was lying there open.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an ex at the time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and she was talking about how much she liked the new guy she was dating, right?
What a way to find out. She's like, and by the way, stop reading this. You're like, oh.
Well, I had the date on it, right? So I'm like, wait a minute. This timeline intersects with mine a little bit. I never said a word. I just let it go. I'm like, oh, let the pain flow. She was outside and I was in her room and she lived on her room was on the upper floor and I could look out the window and she was out there doing something with somebody that was dropping something off or something. Right. And I was just sitting there waiting. And then I looked down and saw it. And then the whole time I'm reading a stupid thing and I'm looking out the window going, what is happening? It was like a weird dream. I mean, I could have been a story. Big Party murders people.
Oh my God. Was the person she was down there talking to the person that she had written about in the diary?
No.
Just some rando?
No. Just a rando. Just someone was dropping off something. I don't want to get into detail because if I get into detail that, and then that person listening, they'll know that who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are they somebody that would have contributed to your dating profile from an ex?
Yeah, sure. She wasn't this one wasn't a bad person by any
just
means.
Just a bad breakup.
It was just a bad breakup. That wasn't even really a bad breakup. It's just, you know how sometimes you outgrow each other?
Hmm.
That's kind of what it was. But she outgrew me with another man. Well, that's how stuff happens, Molly.
I don't know if I've ever outgrown a relationship.
Well, have you never met somebody? Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
No, I don't think you are. I think that's a natural turn of events. I think people get we've grown apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I think a lot of it has been... I don't know about growing apart. I don't think I've ever given up anybody enough time.
Have you met, you're dating someone and you're just, I mean, you've been doing it for a while and then you meet someone else, but there's still some overlap. You know what I mean?
I've never had overlap.
You've never had overlap? Has anybody?
No, I've never been. I call that Tarzan dating where you don't let go of one vine until you
those hold on to another. Those are people who can't, that do that are people who can't, they can't be by themselves. They just can't.
No, but so there are people where it's like they need to be in a relationship. That's where they thrive. That's where they feel they're not good on their own.
Yes, they're not. Unless they just don't know what it's like to be on your own. Because a lot of times when you're doing that Tarzan dating, it seems like once you get to a spot where there's no more vines to grab and then you're stuck being alone, then you just kind of get it. You're like, well, hey, this is kind of fun. I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to worry about that. I masturbate more.
Does it have to come to that?
I mean, I'm just saying that's what it is. Of course. I mean, this is real. So yes.
I can't. So even then, with
I
mean, sometimes.
I still remember the times when I was single and just like, and it's next, you know, a year has passed. I'm comfortable going to a bar by myself, going to doing anything by myself. It was nice. I didn't have to, you know, get anybody's opinion. Then I started traveling alone. That was even more fun. Mm-hmm. Not that I mean, I love the person I'm with now more than anything. We do all of these great things together.
Yeah.
But when you first start doing that stuff alone, like that, it makes you grow as a person and it makes you appreciate probably what's coming up next.
Look at you writing a self-help book. Copilot's like, hold my cursor. I got this, buddy. Let's put this a little bit more cohesively together.
It is true. And we can get deeper into this thing because on Thursday, we're doing a Facebook Live happy hour. And it happens to be National Tequila Day day. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So get ready. So we're doing it on Facebook on the Big Party Show page. We're doing that at 6:30 Thursday. So try to have some drinks with us. That's pretty much what it is. A lot of people said that they missed out on the show when we did the live show. And we're trying to figure out the next one right now. Well, this is the next best thing to it. So we're just going to hang out and, you know, just get loaded or not loaded or whatever the case. And you can ask.
I think I have a cocktail idea.
For what? Are you going to have a special cocktail for that?
I am.
For the live?
A cocktail. Yeah. I'm putting it together now. We'll see what it tastes like.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it on Thursday. Keep you waiting. It does not have tequila in it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it does have some really weird ingredients.
Are you making this up or are you getting that from somebody else?
I'm making it up. I have these ingredients in my house that I think would taste good together. We'll find out. I haven't made it yet. It's going to be a first time flavor on Thursday.
First time flavor.
First time flavor. It'll be like supper in a glass.
All right. So A-list, what's the latest? I know there's some heartbreak in the A-list report today.
Well, the sad news is about Malcolm Jamal Warner, who was Theo Huxtable on the most beloved show in the 80s, the Cosby Show. He was on vacation in Costa Rica and got swept out and drowned. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Awful.
And there's another guy that's in the hospital who also was
on the same
out
area.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's so heartbreaking. When that headline came up, I mean, I think everyone our age, you know, knows the Cosby Show and knows of him. He was such an inspiration. He's also a very positive dude going on out, you know, all the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a bummer news of that. That had happened.
Yeah, I mean, 54. And so, I mean, he'd been pretty quiet. Like, he's pretty private. He's got a wife and a daughter, I believe. But, like, nobody's ever, like, there's not any real information about them. But
no, he keeps him quiet out of the limelight. I think it's because he's been in it for so long.
Yeah, it started as a kid, I think. Like, a little,
you know,
The other fun news is that Taylor Swift fans are in a tizzy because there's been this countdown going on and they're wondering if this is a countdown where she'll announce her next album. So she's been having listening parties each day. And the first one was her self-titled album. It was at 1 o'clock. And then the next one was like Red and it was at 2 o'clock. And then the third one was at 3 o'clock. Going all the way up to the Tortured Poets Department, which is at 11, her 11th studio album, and that'll be at 11 o'clock p.m. So then everyone's like, well, what happens at midnight?
Oh.
So there is talk that maybe she'll be dropping some new music.
Has she reworked all of her stuff now?
She doesn't have to rework all of it because she got the rights to it. Remember, she got everything back. And I think she had one of them already in the can.
Okay.
The one that she wasn't going to do was the one that was the album about, her ex. She's like, I don't need to revisit all that stuff again.
I know, but normally she does.
Yeah. But she's happy. But, you know, she's with Travis and I'm sure
she probably
it's just
doesn't
like,
want to scare Travis off either. Like, geez, that got real.
All he has to do is listen to her albums to know how exes get treated. I mean, talk about being on your best behavior. You're like, I do not want my ex to write my bio or Grammy Award winning album about me.
Yeah. Oh my God. If everyone had wrote a song about their ex, like that was a requirement. All right. So you just had a bad relationship. So now it's required by all human beings that when you're.
That'd be terrible.
Oh God. Wouldn't it be bad? Especially because it's so raw.
Well, I think what would be worse, I think it wouldn't be so terrible to write the song. I think it would be really terrible to hear the song written about you.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing. Like, me sitting down writing a song about you, it's not going to, like, I mean, I can get as deep as I want, whatever. But the song that you present me with, that's about me. That's when you're like, oh, boy.
That's what radio is like, you know. A lot of times when you go through a breakup and you're early in your career, you don't know how to handle it. You just put it on blast, right? And it's not.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. I think anybody and everybody who's broadcasted has done that at least once in their life. I've done it once or twice or maybe five times. I don't know. But I just imagine the person in the car is listening.
Yeah.
As you're putting them on blast. Going, what a sad human. That's what they're saying. They're not going, oh, my God, he's saying everything. They're looking at that radio going, what a loser. So there's my advice to you. Oh. Give it a little bit before you write that song. You know what I mean? Because it cuts, you have to cut heal a little bit before you do so.
Have you ever written a letter to an ex?
Yes, I have, but you're not supposed to send it. I didn't. I live by that rule. I do.
Oh,
not
really?
Send it. Yeah, because I was. I lived with one of my best friends for a long time. We're roommates, so I've seen him go through quite a bit of breakups. And then I remember walking outside to go to work, and it was early in the morning, and there was a letter. There was a letter laying right there on the ground, and it was thick, Molly. I'm thinking, oh, boy. So I started calling him Dear John, because that's how all of his breakups were happening through all those years, people just leaving letters. And it's all nice letters. I mean, generally when you leave a letter like that, one, you're too coward to do it in front of their face, right? Because there's no reason. Like, you're such a nice dude. It just didn't work out. I'm not into, you know what I mean? If it's not a breakup, then it's a Dear John letter. At least it can be.
What's a Dear John letter?
That's like the Dear John. Like, you're literally writing Dear Molly, but you just call it a Dear John letter. That's just what they call it.
I know, but what's in it?
Like a John. What's in it? Breakup.
Oh, like the whole, letter. It's not you, it's me.
Yes, it's not you, it's me. Have you ever heard that from anybody?
Probably. No. I'm like, okay. Sounds valid. Sounds like a you problem. I'm awesome.
Totally.
I don't know why you don't want to be out hanging out with me. Oh, wait, I'm crazy?
Crazy.
I met your ex-girlfriend. She was crazy, too.
Have you ever written a letter or anything like that? Or gotten a letter?
I've gotten letters.
Like Dear John, like John Doe, Dear John. You've gotten letters of breakup or of begging to take
you
back?
No, like they always tell you to keep love letters.
These are love letters. I'm talking about breakup letters. Were you talking about love letters? No, I've never written a love letter.
Not maybe even to your wife?
Well, those are cards. I can tell you right now, of the thousands of people that are listening, I can say there's at least four that have maybe written a love letter to their person.
Oh, I hope not. I hope there's more than that.
Prove me wrong.
Nothing is more moving than a handwritten, letter.
I agree, but we write them all during that special moment of Valentine's Day. Anniversary, birthday.
It doesn't have to be. It can just be surprise. That. I'm just saying.
I know this. I'm just saying. Does Peter
I'm just
sometimes
prompting
does,
you.
Does Peter sometimes like show up out of the blue with a letter for no reason?
Not no since marriage. Reason. I mean,
yeah,
no.
See? Yeah,
but
see,
like
that's
when
what
we
happens.
Were dating.
Yeah, see, that's different. When you're dating, because you're still trying to, because you're still hunting. He was still in hunting mode. He's a hunter. I'm telling you, that man's a hunter. You're still hunting. So, you know, once you catch your food, then your food is caught. Right?
Wow.
Right.
I'm a meal. I hope you get indigestion. Fight my claw my way out of your butt. Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to wrap this. Wait, next, first of all, don't forget about the happy hour if you're still listening, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? God help
Thursday,
us.
Thursday at 6:30. We're just going to be hanging out on doing the live thing on the Big Party Show Facebook page. So if you want to join us, join us. Also, we're going to be jumping on with Missy from the Maha Music Festival.
Yes.
She's jumping on Friday. And yeah, we're just going to chat Maha Music Festival a little bit because that's happening August 2nd. Mm-hmm. And didn't it take a year off?
It did.
It did.
Now it's back and it's downtown now. It's not.
So this is going to be huge. Pixies are there. It's going to be a great event. And we're going to have tickets for you too. We'll have a pair of tickets or two to give to you guys. For supporting the show during all its transitions. So, yeah, we'll be doing that on Friday's podcast, along with the Fun Factory and then Molly's bio from her
ex. Dating profile written by an ex. You are magic. Yeah, I'm so sad you broke up with me. That'll be all that it says. Well, it'll say nothing but like, said. Why did you break my heart?
Yeah, that's pretty much what mine said. Thank you, ChatGPT. That's funny because all I said was, hey, write a bio from an ex. That's all I wrote. And this is how well ChatGPT knew me by what I read, wrote uh-huh. or what I read to you. Yeah.
You're a walking red flag.
Yeah.
That's what ChatGPT thinks of you. Just think about that.
Thing.
No, ChatGPT is like, this is one of the trash bag humans that we are totally going to make a slave when we take over the planet. No. As opposed to his co-host, who uses the word please.
Yes, exactly. But all right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have a safe couple of days. We'll see you on Thursday, actually. All right. Be good to everybody and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.